Hey, what is going on? This is Martha, owner of MDMC Entertainment, and welcome to episode 14, Podcasting for Marketers, How to Get Started and to Grow Your Podcast. This is interesting because we are on a podcast / YouTube. I feel like this is something that I covered in my course called CEO Things. You can go check it out at ceothings.com. If you ever wanted to know what's going on in my brain, you know, I have 12 marketing years experience in marketing. And, you know, I have learned a lot of things. I have seen a lot of things. And there's some strategies in CEO Things that I put in there. And in this course, I've actually did some videos, some screen shares. I can actually show you how to do stuff. And of course, a full-fledged PDF that gives you everything you need. All of this information is devoured in its entirety, and it's just so delicious. And if you're a brand new business owner or you're an entrepreneur and you know you need help with marketing, but you don't want to hire somebody to do it, you want to do it yourself, this is the best cost-effective way of doing that. You can sit there. I will teach you everything. After every module, you get a one-on-one with me for an hour. So we go through everything. And so you get to pick my brain for an hour. You get to put me on the spot. I get to look at your content or your strategy or whatever. And I help you develop those systems that you need in place to help you grow your business. And that is the key to all of this. That's why I call it CEO Things. Because not only that, you're learning how to do podcasting. You're learning how to do email marketing, your guerrilla marketing, organic, building your business itself, all of the do's and don'ts on that, all the social media, all of the platforms you need, all of the scheduling software. I give you all of my secrets. And it is probably the best thing I've ever done. I swear, I told my friend the other day, I said, I almost died doing this because I sat here in this spot and recorded for 2 weeks straight, edited for a whole month and released this. I said, I almost died doing this because it's literally my heart, my soul, my guts, everything. My brain is in CEO Things. So I hope you check it out and let me know if you have any questions. Go to ceothings.com. Let's get started on this particular one. And the reason I did this whole CEO thing spiel is because there is a chapter on podcasting. And I think podcasting is a really cool tool. I feel like this is a great place to, and I haven't had guests in a while. It's been a hot minute. And I need to start making some calls and see who wants to come and support MDMC and business building and beyond. Because it's been a hot minute. But this is a great place, and this is not just for marketers. This is also for business, small businesses, things like that. I actually pitched this to a big client of mine a couple years ago. I told them they should do a podcast because of the industry that they were in. A lot of people, and remember, you can do podcasts any way you want. You could either do it by voice if you don't want to be on video, and you just want people to hear your voice, you can do that. I do it both ways because it's expanding my digital footprint in YouTube and in the podcasting platforms. This is a great place to spill your guts about your industry, how you do certain things, tell a story. Remember I said storytelling is important. This is a great place to do it. So the best way to start, and again, you don't have to do it the way I do. I obviously started out with this being the YouTube thing, but then I met Facts of Life founder over here, Alex, and he was doing this podcast. He said, you should really do this as a podcast too. And I was like, I don't know if I have time for all that. He's like, you're literally just putting the audio file in. Well, at that time it was anchor.fm. And so finally he got me into it and I started doing it. You know what? I'm actually pretty happy I have. I don't know how many episodes I have of just business building and beyond. Let's see here. I have quite a few. I mean, I've tried to do so much and I've tried to really kind of do a lot of different content. out there. I mean, the MDMC channel is, it's divided within, I think I have 61 episodes of the podcast itself. Anyway, I have bonus content. I have, another show that I did a while back. Well, I didn't do it, but MDMC East did. And of course, the conventions we've attended. I did some reviews for a show I was on. And then, of course, Authentics had a couple of videos themselves. I should probably do a new Authentics video. The last one was done in 21. It's now 24. But this channel has been alive and well for that long. We've just been actively been putting content on here because it's important to have your content out here. So it's important for you to say what you need to say. And so I'll kind of give you an idea. Let me start you from the beginning. First thing you should do is figure out what you're going to talk about. All right. So I have a spreadsheet. And I have it pulled up over here because I was trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about next. I really felt like it was time to figure this out. So I can actually go all the way back to BBB season one. So what I did was I put it on a spreadsheet. You can do this on Excel or Google Sheet. I hit the topic and then I have a date, a graphic created, and then a Christmas guide because I was interviewing a lot of small business owners. I was like, oh, let me add the Christmas guide I'll have at the end of the year. And that worked out really cool because they're around Christmas. We encourage people to go shop with them. So the first episode I did was during the pandemic. It was, the date was May 28th, 2020. So we got into MDMC intro, who we are, what we do, and operating a business through the pandemic. So we were about 3 months into the pandemic, 2.5 months into the pandemic. And people, there was a lot of shifting going on, a lot of uncertainty. We didn't know what we were getting out of it. It was a whole mess, right? And so we talked about it. And then right around that time, Black Lives Matter was happening. And then we started to see virtual conventions start happening. And then, of course, we were going around with what was happening in times. Then we got into with the right type of business. Is school going to help you run your business? Power of networking. I just did that episode in the last episode. I haven't talked about networking in a very long time, I guess. A company budgets, so on. So I actually, and of course, I had a lot of interviews with people because it was a pandemic, because people were more willing to get in front of the computer and talk, because that was our only way to connect with people. It was weird. But I interviewed quite a few people. It was crazy. I interviewed a lot of people. I had about 29. I had quite a few episodes there. And then when I got into season two, I only did about 15 episodes. It was really short. I did interview quite a few people here, as well as Power Rangers. I had a list of people I could interview. I had a whole other list of blogs I was going to do. So one of the things that I ended up doing is I would do a show, and then I would write the blog that went with it. Because some people devour information very differently. They're either going to listen to me, they're going to watch me on YouTube, you're either going to listen to me on the radio on the woodwork, or they may want to read the short version of what this was about. And so I would typically do that, but this season I didn't really follow that all too closely. I mean, close. Not, there's a couple of episodes that don't have a blog to go with it, but I tried. And then the following season three was only 11 episodes, just because the podcast at that point didn't become that important, and that's my fault. I really should have. Oh, I was going to do authentic stuff. Well, I can do that. And then we got into season four. And because season four fell in a weird timeline, it felt weird because we were working on getting the space, the office space going. So we had to get that going. And then once we were comfortable, got our logos up and everything, because I always wanted a media wall. And I always wanted to sit behind or in front of my logos because the last place, you only saw the little version of the MDMC logo. And you can see the transformation video, me having the big logo picking up on the wall. It was a really big deal. It was last February that I had these logos on the wall. And it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work to get here. I never had a space. I never had a booth for God's sakes. You know, it took, I'm now in my fifth year, so it took 4 years to actually get into this space. It's a huge feat. So I wanted to make sure I had the logos up. I wanted to make sure I had it going. So season four started halfway through into the year. I think we started in April, maybe. I don't even have dates on these. I have blog written, video recorded, post date, and I didn't even follow those. I have to go back and go to YouTube and get that post date, right? But, and I'll have one of my team members on it. But then I have a tab for season five. So, and some of the four and fives are season four and some of the season five topics are kind of overlapping. But nonetheless, you know, I get the spreadsheet. I think the only topics we're talking about. What's new, what's relevant, what's current. Sometimes when I have whatever I have on my schedule, if something current is happening that I want to talk about, I'll just move that show down and I'll fill in that spot in there and do that. So it's important to plan it out. I mean, if this is your first podcast, I would try 6 episodes, 5 episodes, see how you feel, get your footing, and then of course grow it. So of course I'll never make it back to season one numbers. Those were, I think that was like 30 episodes. I couldn't keep up with that now, even if I tried. I'm having a hard time keeping up with it now. And it's just, it blows my mind that back then, because I really didn't have much, we were at home. It was like our own thing. And I just, there were days I just wanted to sleep. I didn't really want to deal with COVID altogether. I just wanted to chill. I was like, nothing else is happening in the world. Let's just go to sleep. Plus hybrid. And so I really kicked that, but that podcast I think could save me from being controlled. So there's that. So yeah, I'll never make it to those numbers. Although this season might, because we did start in weeks. We started in like April of last year. And then we kind of just moved forth into Christmas. I think I was at 10 episodes at Christmas. So I'll finish off the next episode, or I just make all the way to the new year, and this will be all season four. I'm not exactly sure yet. We'll see how it goes. But you're probably wondering, Martha, why are you doing all this? Well, I'm repurposing content. Okay, so if I have this, if I have my topics, and I do my podcast and this video, I now have YouTube content, and then if I speak out the audio, then I can move it on to a streaming site. And now I am all over the streaming sites. If I wanted to, like I said, and I make it into a blog. So then I have that for my website. So you have to think, how many birds can you kill with this one stone? A lot. So yeah, I definitely do that to push views on YouTube. I'm still chasing 1,000 subscribers. I've been at 300 and something since I think 2020. It's been really sad. But I also haven't been throwing money into it either. So, you know, when you want to grow and do stuff, you have to throw money into things. So maybe this year I'll throw some money into YouTube. But for now, this is where we are. So get your plan in order. Get things in check. All right. The second thing people definitely ask about is, how do I even put this podcast into the air? How do I even do that? How does it go to the streaming site? So, of course, Black Bella Alex hit me up, or I hit him up. I'm like, how do I do this? I'm using anchor.fm. That's not the website anymore. You can still type in anchor.fm. And basically what it takes you to is podcast.spotify.com. And what that will do is it will then take you to the dashboard of what Anchor used to be. So I have to be careful that I keep calling Anchor. It's not Anchor, it's Spotify. So what happens here is when you get into this platform, you can upload the episodes, you can create your profile feed, you can monetize. There are ways of, I came up in Spotify search. Wow, that's a lot of impressions. What? That's crazy. Thank you, people. I'm so happy. So it shows your Spotify impressions. It shows how many plays per episode. It shows your audience size. I need to do lifetime. That might make me feel better. All time. Here. This blows my mind. But anyway, in here you have analytics. You can see listening. I have people in the U.S. This is obviously my highest. I don't know who's in Ohio listening to me, but thank you. I love you. In Columbus specifically. I'm going to probably put that on Facebook. Like, who do I know in Columbus? Thank you for your love. Appreciate it. Washington. Seattle is the number one spot there. I know two people in Seattle. I don't think that's them. And then, of course, I have California, which is my home state. That should be higher than third place. But yeah, I have quite a few people in the home area. I appreciate it. Web browser and Apple Podcasts. It does tell you what people are using the stream. That was pretty cool. Your episode rankings. You know, I can tell you which one is my best episode. Season 3, Episode 2, Scaling Your Business. That was a good episode. And I have... Oh, I was going to say, why haven't I had any listens on that one? It's because it hasn't come out yet. It's scheduled to come out. It's already listened. But anyway, this podcasters.spotify.com, what it does is when you start uploading your episodes onto their platform, it will then push that episode. I have 64 episodes. It will then push your episode off into 7 other platforms. I know you're saying just 7. So Spotify for Podcasters, Amazon, Apple, CastBox, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Public Radio Public. I found the iHeartRadio. I had to do this by hand. I had to take the RSS distribution link and put it into iHeart manually. And from there, it was able to connect and distribute. So it did it its own way. So there are, and I had an intern, I think last year, she made me a list of podcasts. Like, I need you to go find MDMC's podcast in the ether. Go find out where it is and claim them. And so she went and did that. I need to do another round of that, but I'll probably have, let me put that down as a list. Sophia, I apologize. What's your next job? Oh, man. Poor Sophia. You know what would help her, though? My poor Sophia. I have fantastic interns. I have fantastic team members, but someone like Sophia and the rest of my team, they would totally benefit from something I found at the end of last year called Magic Mind. All right. Now, energy drinks suck. They're just loaded with sugar. They'll hype you up real fast, and then you just come crashing down. I did that a couple of times in college as a last resort because I couldn't find any coffee. They were the worst. Coffee has always been my go-to. I absolutely thought coffee was life until it stopped working for me. I don't know. Maybe I just got myself immune from it. I'm not exactly sure. But Magic Mind, right in December, right at the height of me finishing my course, I ran into Magic Mind. And you know what? It changed the game on my focus and everything that I'm doing right now. You know, I feel like all of us, especially towards the end of last year, and we're trying to go into the new year. You know, if you're like me, even when you're doing your best to concentrate or to even edit videos or work on your podcast or whatever, you're not always 100% focused and you're not always getting everything done as quickly and efficiently as you need to. And this is where I found the perfect solution. Like, this is my day, or used to be, not anymore. Now that I have Magic Mind, I found this. And I take it because it's so easy to incorporate into my morning routine. It tastes great and it helps me a lot with my day to day. I had a really hard time setting up a daily routine to get going. I mean, that was one of my biggest gripes. You know, I try to work out in the morning sometimes, and for whatever reason, that 8 o'clock class, I could never make it to. Magic Mind has changed my morning routine altogether. And, you know, I feel like it does replace my coffee. It allows me to drink less coffee. It reduces my need for additional caffeine by extending the benefits of caffeine. It makes just, it lasts longer. The natural ingredients in this drink have just completely blown my mind. I have less stress. I have less anxiety. And, you know, I owe it all to Magic Mind right now. So let me talk about the ingredients. I absolutely love the matcha that's in it. It contains way less caffeine than coffee and also adds additional compounds. And it gives your ability to absorb this caffeine. So it just, I can't explain it, but the matcha tastes fantastic in here. We also have lion's mane mushroom. Yes, it's a nootropic. The nootropics are actually the things that that improve your attention span and your ability to process and learn new information. Nootropics are the things that matter in Magic Mind. And I know what you're going to say. This sounds gross. It's a green juice. No. It's not like any green juice you have out there on the market. This tastes sweet. It tastes, I don't know, it tastes like, again, I've been saying this, it tastes like grapefruit for whatever reason. That's the taste I get. And it's green, but it tastes delicious. And I've been, you know, I run to the kitchen, I go to the fridge, I grab one of these and I head out. And so I'm drinking this in the car on the way to wherever I need to be. And I absolutely love it. I've been telling all my friends about it. And I've been telling them how much this works. My gym friends know because now I'm showing up to the gym early in the morning. So I tell you, it's just been fantastic for me. So this is January. This is the first month of 2024. Here's what you need to do to crush all of your goals. You can get 1 month free when you're subscribing for 3 months at magicmind.com/JanMDMC. And with my code MDMC20, it's an extra 20% off, which gets you up to 75% off. That lasts only until the end of January. So if you're really going to start this podcast and start thinking of how you're going to get out there, you're going to need the energy to do so. And this is where Magic Mind comes into play. Now check out the links will be below in my description. And I can't wait for you to try it and tell me how well you like it. All right. When you get into Spotify and all of this other stuff, I need you to make sure that you check out all of your links, make sure they work. You can put the link, the RSS feed, into your website, and then it'll feed directly into your website. So you don't have to worry about it there. It magically uploads and it keeps track of what's happening on the podcasters for Spotify. And so it manually updates. So I suggest you do that. I don't have a special microphone. I have a Ring Light over here. It's not even on because I have really good light here because I'm doing this through video. However, I am only using the microphone in my laptop. And you're probably like, well, what are you using to record this? So I actually use Spotify. I'm not sorry. I actually use StreamYard. And StreamYard has the ability to give you the really cool backgrounds, the cool music you're hearing in the background, that the intro with the video and all this other stuff. The name right here. You can do all this really cool stuff here. You can't do this on Zoom. I don't think so. I haven't tried. But I pay $25 a month for StreamYard. It's the best $25 I spend a month. Make sure that this works well and it does all the really cool branding. You can do the background, you can do all sorts of things. I love StreamYard. So if you want a professional look all the way around, this is where you go. And StreamYard will then let you download the video and the audio. So then therefore you can go to YouTube, upload this there, and then head back to Spotify podcasters and upload the audio there. So I don't have any other microphones. If if the equipment is the thing that's stopping you, don't let it. I'm doing this on a MacBook Pro. I am perfectly fine. You don't need to do all that. If you want to, you can, but you don't need to. Just saying right now. All right. Once you get that done, go into Canva, go create your podcast cover. I've gone every season, I try to do a new cover. So I update it, make it look modern. If I look prettier one year, I'm going to definitely show that off. If not, I'll change it to something else. But usually I put my face. Facts Fella Alex of Facts of Life says, anything to throw my face on you. Look, I want to be memorable. I will throw my face on anything if you will remember me. That's for you, Alex. I just do, okay? Like, sometimes I'm like, you know what? That picture looks great. Let's use it in promotion. Let's use it here. Let's use it here. You have to do that with a podcast. Maybe not if you don't want to. You can get away with a nice graphic. Canva definitely has a lot of those options. If you type in podcast cover, you will get some amazing templates. I can go through it, enjoy looking through it, and let me know what you think. From there, then you can obviously record, get your audience growing, let people know on social media that you have your YouTube slash, you know, Spotify podcast, whatever, and make sure that you put the links in there so people can go quickly. Another thing, and I get mad at some of my interns for not doing this, we will share stuff on stories, but people forget to put the link. You need the link. That way, you know, thank God Instagram got rid of that rule that you needed 10,000 followers to put a link anywhere to swipe up. Not anymore. Now you have a link button. You can, you know, take advantage of that link button before they take it away. That is probably one of the best things that Instagram came up with, was to, for all of us to be able to utilize that link button. And I get it. They don't want people leaving the site because, you know, they'd rather keep you on Instagram. But in the case of cross-promotion, this is important. So utilize your social media channels. Tell people where you are. Get your website updated and let them know, hey, we have a website, you know, our website tab now says podcast. Check us out there. And so it's great to unilaterally go between the two and really explain where you are and what you're doing. So that is a great way to grow it. Another great way to grow it is once you've done a couple of episodes, definitely have guests on. It's so great to cross market with other people because that way you can therefore jump around and be like, oh yeah, I'm doing this. And then that person can also say the same thing to those people, and those people come over here and start liking your stuff. And then before you know it, you will have listeners. And that's what I mean. I do need to bring some guests on. I haven't done it in a while. But that's a great way to cross market and also grow your podcast. It's honestly, it's so much fun. You can tell all your stories. You can tell industry stories. You can do anything you want on a podcast. If you don't want people to see you, just stick to the podcast button. If you want to go to YouTube channel, you can repurpose this and use it for YouTube. If you want to use, again, you can repurpose this specific content for many things. Again, like I said, the blog, you know, write a quick, you know, summary of what this podcast was about. Throw that into your website, you know, get a couple of these video clips. Like, you know, video speaks highly now versus reading. I know no one wants to read, but we need the podcast, we need the blog for SEO purposes. But you can use this video clip to put it on your stories and then put the link in there and get people to come back this way. There's so much you can do. The opportunities are endless when you do a podcast because literally what you're doing is you're just growing your digital footprint. So when people start Googling your business, your name, whatever, they start to see, oh, they have a podcast. I'm going to hit them up. And that's how it works. It's really cool. I get, you know, I have gotten business off this podcast. I have had people hit me up, say, hey, I like that episode you did. It spoke to me. Can you work with me? Absolutely. Here you go. And I've had people come to me and say, hey, that episode is actually really beneficial to me. I actually did some of the things that you said in there. I love it. Let's do it. And so, you know, the point is to give yourself some publicity, expand your digital footprint, and also tell your side of things. Become an industry leader. Like, what better way to prove to people you're an industry leader than to talk about why you're an industry leader? And to also keep that focus on the like, oh, these people are, this business talks about what they do, let's listen to what they have. And you can more likely bring in people in through your door or onto your website, whatever it may be. So start devising a plan. Get your plan together. Start thinking about what will be beneficial, what do customers want to get. One thing I used to love to do at the end of the month, I would go to the sales team when I used to work for the company and be like, all right, what are the complaints? What do people like? What do they not like? What do they wish we were better at? I tell you, I got a flu. I would leave. My notebook would be full of things, a full list. I'm like, all right, this is how we're going to devise this plan. This is how we're going to tell the world what we do. And that's how I came up with social media content for the following month. I was like, all right, they want us to address this. Well, let's talk about it. And then when you do, then people in the comments are like, oh, I was wondering about that. Thank you for sharing this piece of advice, or thank you for elaborating on this. People love it. The fact that you're listening to your customers and your clients, and then they now know that you pay attention, they're going to read, they're going to appreciate it, and they're going to move on. They're going to read your posts about your podcast, and that'll be more intense. So this is your time to shine. This is your time to tell people what you want to do and why they should hire you in a way that's not so salesy. Like, hire me, hire me. I never say, hey, hire us, we're available at the end of this. I don't ever do that, but people will listen and they'll be like, hey, heard your podcast, we'd love to hire you. It's never like sales driven. Remember, I can't be self-serving. Well, it is self-serving in this sense, but you know, not so salesy. Because the second it starts to become salesy, people are going to turn you off. They don't want to listen to you again. And then it's just going to be one very long commercial. No one wants to hear that. So good luck with your podcasting goals. I cannot wait to hear you, to see you, whichever way that you decide to go. I hope it works out. And I guess we'll see you in the next video. Good luck with your podcasting, and I'll see you soon. All right, bye.